Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we all know, things in our world today are far from business as usual. The COVID-19 pandemic, protests in the streets, and cries of racial injustice have taken center stage. And that's why Pastor Rick has decided to set aside our regular programming in order to share his heart regarding these extremely critical issues. He'll be taking us through the small but mighty book of James in a series called A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. In this teaching, Rick gives you the principles you need to live through a pandemic. Please be sure to invite a friend or loved one to listen along with you today as we continue with our series. Now, in just a few minutes, we're going to tell you how you can get the all-new Silver Scripture Box with a set of 52 new Bible verse memorization cards based on this series. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to today's message. And if you want, you can just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 for more information. That's the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick with part one of a message called A Faith That Makes Tough Choices Easier.
Hello, everybody. You know, in normal times, about 30,000 people attend the church I pastor, Saddleback Church, each weekend to worship and hear my messages. But with the shutdown of public gatherings due to the coronavirus, I've been sharing these messages of hope through a number of different channels. And the first two messages in this series have now been heard literally by millions of people around the world because they have been used by radio and television stations in many countries, and others are posting these messages on the social media and on YouTube and many, many other channels. So let me just say right here at the start that I give you permission to rebroadcast these messages freely anywhere during this coronavirus crisis, because we want to give help and hope and encouragement to as many people as possible. Now, this coronavirus crisis that we're all going through right now is unprecedented. It has turned our lives upside down. And many things that people have taken for granted and depended on are not available now. Events have been canceled, and businesses and schools and churches have all been closed for the foreseeable future. We've been told that the best way to shorten this pandemic is actually to stay at home. And as this crisis extends longer and longer and goes all around the world, people are feeling the economic stress and the strain on their finances. Millions of people were put out of work with no income and no idea about when they might be able to go back to work and make that income. Now, how should you react to circumstances that are beyond your control? I mean, what should you depend on when the things you have depended on are taken away from you? In other words, what do you do when life stops working the way you expected it to work? These are legitimate questions, and they're important questions that everybody's asking these days. I started this special series of messages that I'm calling A Faith That Works When Life Doesn't. A faith that works when life doesn't. You see, a faith that doesn't work when life doesn't work is worthless. I mean, that kind of faith is of no use to anybody. But I want to help you discover a deeper faith, a faith that lasts, a practical faith that will help you through tough times, a faith that will give you hope and purpose and significance and meaning, and yes, even happiness in the middle of a crisis. That's the kind of faith we all need these days. And I call it a faith that works when life doesn't. Because honestly, and you know this from experience, life doesn't always work out the way you want it to. Now, this week, I want us to look at a faith that makes tough choices easier. But first, let me explain, before we get into that, what I call the seven typical ways that people react to a crisis. And I hope you'll write these down. There's actually an outline you can do this. But I want you to write these down so you can recognize them in yourself and others. They're actually stages, and you may go through every one of them. My goal is to get you to stage 7. But if you understand these stages, you're going to find that you're a lot more patient with yourself and with other people. So here are the 7 typical ways that people deal with a crisis, okay? Their reactions to a crisis. And we go through these stages. The first phase is denial. And you've seen this in people. There were people going, this is not my problem. This coronavirus problem, that's in some other country. It may not even be real. That's phase 1, denial. Phase 2 is what I call dismissal. And at that point, you move from denial, going, it may not even be real, to, okay, it's real, but it's no big deal. And this is going to end fast, and it won't last. It'll end fast and won't last. That's the dismissal phase. But then eventually, people are getting to the third phase, which is defiance, which is, you know, I know they're telling us to do these things, but I refuse to let this limit my freedom. I'm not going to let it cramp or crimp my style. I'm healthy, and I'm not going to stay at home alone or whatever. I'm going to not let this limit me. That's defiance. But eventually, as we have seen over time, you get to stage 4, which is delayed acceptance. And that's where a lot of people got this week, which was, okay, it is a big deal, and it will affect me. Then you get to stage 5, and that is disruption. And almost everybody in the world is now at this phase, which is, my life just turned upside down. And in disruption, you start saying, I'm going to have to make some tough choices. The kids are out of school. I'm out of work. I've got financial choices to make, relational choices to make. I've got priority choices to make. And my whole life has been disrupted. Then you get to stage or phase 6, which is distress. And that's when it slowly dawns on you, this is going to last a long time. And this is going to change everything. This pandemic is not going to be over in a week. It's not going to be over in a month. It's going to last a long time. We've never had this kind of turnover pandemic globally in our lifetime. It's going to change everything. That causes a lot of distress, a lot of stress in people's lives. My goal in these messages is to get you to stage 7, which is determination. And in determination, you say, you know, with God's grace, we're going to get through this together. With God's grace, we will make it. We are determined to go through it together. And if you'll check in with me every week, we're going to do that together. Now, today we're going to talk about decisions, because life is a series of choices and decisions. Every day you have to analyze, you have to evaluate, you have to draw conclusions. We make our choices, and then our choices make us. How does trusting God make tough choices easier? Well, James chapter 1, verses 5-8 tells us how, and that's what we're going to look at in just a second. But before I share how trusting God will make the tough choices in your life that you're going to have to make this week, will make them easier, I want to do 2 things. First, let me define what I mean by a tough choice. A tough choice isn't necessarily a significant choice. You could have a tough choice deciding what to wear or what to eat. A tough choice means none of the options is obviously more favorable than the other. That's what a tough choice is. You may have to decide between 2 good things and they're both equally good, or you may have to decide between 2 bad things and they're equally bad, or you may have to decide between 2 painful things and they're equally painful. That's when you have to make a tough choice. And that's what I want us to look at God's word today. 2 options that could be equally good or equally bad or equally unfavorable or equally painful. Now, in those kind of situations where you can't find an obvious advantage to one or the other, Since you can't decide, you might just think, well, I'll just flip a coin. Please don't do that, because that is abdicating your power to choose to a game of chance. You don't want to do that. Don't do that. Your ability to choose, your free will, your ability to make decisions is one of God's greatest gifts to you. It's what makes you human. Animals, worms don't get to decide. They just live by instincts. Birds don't get to make moral choices. But you do, because you're made in God's image. So you don't want to turn that over to just chance of flipping a coin. You want to know how to make tough choices. Second thing, before we look at the solutions, I want you to try to think of something specific that you're going to face this week. Maybe you need to make it right now. A tough choice you got to make about your finances because you're out of work. Am I going to pay my rent? You know, am I going to pay my mortgage? It's coming up in a week and I'm out of work. A choice with your kids, they're at home. How you're having a hard time deciding what to do. How will trusting God make that decision easier? Well, here's what the Bible says. Write these down. Number one, when I trust God, he gives me his wisdom. And that's what I need when I have to make one of those tough choices where there's no clear advantage to one or the other. James chapter 1, verse 5 says this. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should pray. You should pray and ask God, because he gives it generously to anyone who asks. He never resents your asking. God loves to help you, and he'll give you the wisdom you need. Just ask. You know, the reason we don't have God's wisdom is we simply don't ask for it. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You haven't got it because you haven't asked for it. Why should I want wisdom? Well, if you read through the book of Proverbs, it'll give you about 30 practical benefits of wisdom. But let me just give you one. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18 says this. Those who become wise will be happy. Wisdom is the key to a blessed life. Do you want to be happy? Do you want your life to be blessed? Then the Bible says you're going to need wisdom. You're going to need God's wisdom in your life. And God's wisdom is the opposite of the world's wisdom. He says wisdom is the key to happiness, and wisdom is the key to being blessed. Proverbs 4, verse 7 says this, getting wisdom is the most important thing you can get in life. Wow. It's more important than money. It's more important than fame. It's more important than pleasure. It's more important than success. In fact, wisdom brings all those other things into your life. He says, if you're going to focus on getting one thing, get wisdom. In the days ahead, while you're out of work, while you're at home, if you will use these days to get wisdom, when you go back to work eventually, you're going to be wiser. You'll be blessed. You'll be happier. You'll be smarter. The Bible says that we need wisdom in our lives. You see, because we're human, we're all imperfect. That means the possibility for error in our choices is very high. And how many times have you made the wrong decision? You paid too much for something. You gave up too soon. You waited too long. You said the wrong thing. You know, so much hurt, so much pain in our lives comes from foolish decisions, bad choices. That's why we need wisdom. Proverbs 24, 14 says this, wisdom is good for the soul. And if you get wisdom, you'll have a bright and secure future. Now, right now, the future doesn't look so bright. It doesn't look so secure. But the Bible says if you get wisdom, you're going to have a bright and you're going to have a secure future. So the first thing I need to do is trust God, because when I trust God, he'll give me his wisdom. How do I get the wisdom I need? Well, the Bible gives us three ways. You might write these down. Three ways we get wisdom in life. First, the first way I get wisdom is to put God first in my life. That's the way I'm going to get wisdom. Number one is to just put God first in my life. Make him the top priority in my thoughts, in my life, in my schedule, in my money, in my relationships. I put God first in my life. Psalm 111 verse 10 says this, reverence for the Lord is the foundation of all true wisdom. The rewards of wisdom. Did you know there are rewards of wisdom? There are those other things. Power and prestige, a good reputation, a success. The rewards of wisdom are given to anyone who listens and obeys God. Now he says, what is reverence gives for God gives you wisdom? What's reverence? Reverence means to honor. It means to respect. It means to give priority to. It means you trust God. When you trust God, God says, I will give you my wisdom. God doesn't just give wisdom to everybody. He gives it to everybody who asks and who trusts. Proverbs 15:33 says this, honoring God and being humble leads to wisdom, and wisdom will bring honor to you. Now notice, when you honor God, it gives you wisdom. And when you're humble, it gives you wisdom. And when you get wisdom, then other people honor you. The more humble you are, the more you're going to depend on God's wisdom in this coronavirus crisis. So be humble or you'll stumble. Remember the lesson of the whale. When you get to the top and you're ready to blow, that's when they harpoon you. And instead of trying to depend on your own wisdom, you depend on God's wisdom. You're humble and you're dependent. You're going to make fewer mistakes. So the first step is to put God first in my life. That's going to give me wisdom. Number two, the Bible says the second key to wisdom is to practice God's word in my life. Not just put God first, but practice his word in my life. Now, this Bible, this book is filled with wisdom. But you don't get wisdom simply by reading the Bible. You get God's wisdom by applying the Bible, by implementing the Bible, by doing what God says to do. In John 13:17, Jesus said this, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you, notice, do them. Listen, if you do them. You're not blessed by simply knowing the Bible. A lot of people know the Bible and aren't blessed by it. You're blessed if you do it. Now, I've said many times and for years, the only parts of the Bible that we actually truly believe are the parts that we practice. The parts that we practice. You say, well, I believe we should do this. Do you do it? No, then you don't really believe it. We only believe the parts of the Bible that we actually practice. The Bible says, I should put God first and I should practice God's word. Why should I practice what God tells me to do? 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse 31 says this, God's way is always perfect and God's word is always true. God's way is always perfect and God's word is always true. If I do it his way and I follow his word, I'm going to do the right thing at the right time. It'll always be the right thing to do. And when I have a difficult decision to make, I need to remember that God's way is perfect and God's word is true. So I want to go to God's word and I want to see, does God say anything about this decision? God's way is perfect. God's word is true.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. Now, if you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, Pastor Rick is always reminding us about the importance of getting God's Word into our hearts. That's why he created a brand new version of the Daily Hope Scripture Box, and it's beautiful. The new Scripture Box is silver with the look and feel of leather, and there's an embossed Bible verse on top. It's designed to hold the Daily Hope full-color Bible verse cards that will help you memorize God's Word. Right now, here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
One of the most powerful ways you can transform your spiritual life is to memorize Scripture. You say, I can't do that. Oh, yes, you can. The Bible says in Proverbs 7, verse 2, guard my words as your most precious possession.
Write them down and keep them deep within your heart. To keep them deep in your heart, you have to remember them. That's why I've had my team create a beautiful scripture box so you can practice memorizing the verses. It's a collection of spiritual tools that will help you keep God's word in you so you have it when you need it most. You know, when you're tempted, you rarely have a Bible by your side. And when you're witnessing to somebody who doesn't know Christ, or they're under stress, or they need comfort, or they're in a crisis, there's not usually a Bible hanging around. So you need God's word in your mind so you can remember it. And then when you need them, the Holy Spirit can bring them back to mind. Now, the Holy Spirit can't bring up something you haven't put in your heart or in your mind. So store them in this beautiful box. It's a real pretty box that will make a great conversation piece. And by the way, this is a skill that you can learn. You say, I can't memorize anything. Oh, yes, you can. In fact, studies have shown that if you learn to memorize scripture, your brain will actually get stronger and you will remember other things better as well. That's right. Imagine this. If you only memorized one verse a week, that's a good thing, okay? One verse a week. In 1 year, you will have memorized 52 verses from the Word of God, and you'll be so much stronger as a believer. So I hope you'll get this tool. We're doing it for you.
There are 52 new Bible verse cards included, which all feature brand new artwork and graphic designs. In fact, these cards are so beautiful, you can display them around your home. You can even frame them. This set of scripture cards is based on the series, The Invisible War. Rick picked out 52 Bible verses that will help you win the spiritual battles you face every day. Oh, and the scripture box? It makes a great gift, too. This practical spiritual growth tool is yours today when you support this broadcast ministry with a financial gift. Go to PastorRick.com to get this powerful resource, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004 today. Again, that's PastorRick.com, or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.